First, I had a BB gun, a Red Ryder lever action with a leather thong hanging from a gold ring. Then a Crossman CO2 pellet gun. To a 12-year-old boy of my time, a pellet gun was a bazooka. I could knock a quarter off a log from 20 yards. When I was 16, my father gave me a bolt-action shotgun. Two friends with fancy pump-action Remingtons took me to a wooded patch near an old barn where we waged campaigns against tin cans and rabbits. I didn't shoot again for 20 years until my father-in-law, a dove hunter, gave my oldest son a Browning Sweet 16. Doves hurtling in black silhouette are like targets in a video game, at least until you pick up a wounded bird, soft and warm in your hand, to break its neck. My son was a good shot. Once when a rattlesnake snuck up behind us, and I missed the shot twice, he took the gun and saved us with the last shell. After he left for college, I put my Smith & Wesson 20-gauge on the top shelf of the closet, where it has been for so long I've forgotten the combination to the trigger lock. I remarried and had young boys again, but I did not teach them to shoot. I think I had become ashamed of how easily I killed harmless creatures in my youth. What did that say about me? Nothing I wanted to admit. A few months ago, my defender from rattlesnake's son called to say he was taking his own son to a skeet range. I know he likes my 20-gauge, and I've always told him he could have it, but before I got around to shipping it, 20 school children were massacred in Newtown, Connecticut. My shotgun is still in the closet. As much as I love my son, as much as I enjoyed our days in the field together, I can't bring myself to send it to him. There are too many guns, doing too much damage. I can't get rid of them all, but I can get rid of one. With a perspective, I'm Matt Clayton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.